Now, finally tonight, I know a lot of you get your information about business and economics from us here at Money News, but should the basics be taught in schools? And it's a constant cry we hear from adults who sometimes wish that they'd ditched social studies for superannuation or technology for tax. And one advocacy group is putting financial literacy in the sights of the federal government, calling for the subject to be added to the curriculum, which I've got to admit, it's a curriculum that's pretty crowded already. Alex Hassell is the Chief Executive of Your Financial Wellness, and he joins me now. Alex, great to have you with us here on Money News.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So we're all for improving financial literacy here on Money News, but what are you proposing?
Look, we think that the National Financial Literacy Strategy, which has been in place for over a decade, we think it's just it's failed to move the dial on financial literacy. We have an ongoing survey. We recently released the findings of this survey, which was of 5,000 people. And what we found was that 4 in 10 people don't understand the impact that inflation has on their savings. So this is despite an ongoing cost of living crisis where inflation is in the news daily. So, you know, there's an issue with financial literacy, and we think it really stems from, you know, basic schooling. So we think that there's a need for improved financial literacy and that it should be looked at in schools.
And even primary school level?
Yeah, absolutely. I think introducing children to concepts around finances is incredibly important. We know that most people learn their finances from their parents, and that's a really important skill for parents.
Well, that was my question. I mean, the school curriculum is crowded as it is, and people would be saying, look, isn't this up to parents to be teaching the kids?
Look, I think there's absolutely a role for parents to play. I do it with my two children. But if all we're doing is leaving it up to parents to teach their children, and the research shows that, you know, a significant number of people aren't able to answer 3 basic financial literacy questions, what that means is that, unfortunately, many students, many Aussies, they're missing out, and that intergenerational inequality and disadvantage is going to be perpetuated.
But kids can learn commerce, they can learn about economics in high school, they can build on that in university. Aren't there plenty of avenues already to learn about financial literacy?
Yeah, well, look, we think that in schools it's really only those children that choose subjects like business studies or economics that are being taught. And we think that the selective exposure of that is insufficient.
Have we got enough teachers trained up on this stuff too, though? Because if people don't know financial literacy, how are we going to get the teachers to teach it?
Absolutely. I think there needs to be a complete overhaul of the National Financial Literacy Strategy. So what we're calling on the Albanese government to do is incorporate financial literacy into the national curriculum and complement that with a national awareness campaign around financial literacy. What we're advocating is that financial literacy really needs to become the new slip, slop, slap. From our standpoint, it would be really a national shame if the current cost of living crisis isn't a catalyst for improved financial literacy. We think that we're doing a disservice to our youth. Without adequate support from family or the educational system, we risk nurturing a generation that's acutely aware of issues like housing affordability, but they lack the practical knowledge on savings or how to enter the property market.
Realistically, though, you've got a generation of kids who are struggling with basic literacy and numeracy. So, you know, we're trying to add on to financial literacy. They can't even read and write as well as they should.
Well, that's right. But I think that a lot of personal finance is quite practical. There's a way to incorporate it into the existing mathematics curriculum, you know, talking about compound interest, for example, introducing other financial topics. I'm not saying that it's something that's easy to be, that there's an overnight solution, but it's something that we absolutely critical to the well-being of Australians. Our research shows that 75% of Australians worry about their day-to-day finances, and over half of the respondents of our survey of 5,000 people say they're experiencing financial stress. So it's, you know, a really important thing to look at. And importantly, financial literacy is not about intelligence. Our research shows that 30% of those that hold a master's degree couldn't correctly answer three pretty basic financial literacy.
Well, it's
questions.
About learning and, as you say, making sure it's incorporated. Look, it's an interesting subject and one that's, I think, worth looking at. Alex, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Alex Hassell there. And I suppose it all feeds into concerns about us going cashless too, because with no actual money changing hands, with our reliance on plastic, that makes it even harder for kids to get their head around things like financial literacy when they're not touching the cash in the first place. But have your say, moneynews@nine.com.au.